Today's daf is sponsored by the Klein family, Le'ila Nishmas, Rivka Bas, Dov Yehuda, Shamash Nathan Aliyah. This daf is basically the only daf in Shas, basically, that discusses the mitzvah of Maror. The whole daf is about Maror, and here we go. Ve'ilu Yerakos, these are the following vegetables, Adam Yotze Behani Dechavas and Pesach, that a person can be Yotze is his mitzvah on Pesach. I don't know, I didn't look at the art scroll. Do they translate any of these words? And they are Chazeres, Tamcha, Charchavina, Ubulshin, Ubamara, some vegetable called Mara. These are the five vegetables you could use for Mara. Yotzen Behen, you could be Yotze, Bein Balachin, whether they're moist, Bein Yevashin, whether they're dry, Avalo Kivush, not if they're pickled, Velo Shalukos, not if they're cooked, Velo Mavushalin, not if they're Mavushal, not if they're a different kind of cooked. Umitzdarfin lekazayas, and they can add up to a kazayas. What does it mean they can add up to a kazayas? If I have a half a kazayas of chazeres and a half a kazayas of tamcha, I'll be yotzei. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, im ein lo me'echanim kazayas, if you don't have a kazayas, avol yesh lo mizeh chatzi zayas umizeh chatzi zayas, right? Mitzdarfin ze im zeh, kidei lotzei tidei chovaso. They can combine to give you the shear. That's what Rashi says. Fasemba says, one second. If that's the case, if that's what it means, then why would the Gemara, why would the Mishnah say, these are the five vegetables, and then say other halachas? And by the way, you can't cook them, and you can't pickle them. And by the way, they combine to a kazayas. It's like out of order. It's if these are the five, they can combine, and you can't cook them, and you can't pickle them. Why does it break up the story? So Sfasema says, I disagree with Rashi. That's not what it means, that the mitzdar for kazayas. It's not what it means. What it means is that do you have to eat? So there's a big shaila about eating maror, because it says alachilas maror. We make a bracha, alachilas maror. You have to have an achilas maror, like a kazayas maror. It's a big dispute. We hold yes. Sfasema says, you know what I think it means? What I think it means is as follows. Let's say you have a mitzdar for a kazayas, but the bitterness is less than the kazayas. You're Yotze. That's what it means, Mitzdarf for Kazayas. The bitterness can be Mitzdarf. Sounds a little bitter. But you have a Kazayas of Shear, 100%. But it's not so bitter. The bitter part's less than a Kazayas, it's Mitzdarf. That's what he says it is. As we're going to see in the whole Shear about the bitterness of this Marar.
When you use any cooking methods,
yeah, you take away the bitterness. Okay, right.
You cook the two of those ingredients together.
Correct, excellent. That's true. The yotzin and your yotze bekelach shalahen with the stalks. So machlokas rishonim, does this mean that lechatchila you should use the stalks? Or b'dieved, the stalks are okay. It sounds like b'dieved. The yotzin, and your yotze if you use the stalks also. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Natan was machmir to only eat the stalks. Because it says the stalks. We don't look at it that way, right? We hold it's all good. But the roots, apparently, whatever the roots are, the roots is for sure not good, okay? Now the Mishnah says something we said before by matzah, uba demai, and you could use demai, umaisa rishon, shenala chum matzah, you could use maisa rishon, the chum was taken off, umaisa sheni v'hektish neftu, umaisa sheni v'hektish that was redeemed, it's all good. And Rashi reminds us, avo betevel lo, you can't use tevel, even though afagav the ma'aser yarek the rabbanon, even though ma'aser there's no ma'aser on vegetables in the Torah, it's only mid rabbanon. Nevertheless, I said before, havele mitzvah ba ba'aveira. It's a mitzvah ba ba'aveira. Dumi the atzus she'erak if terminal pirkel. Like I said before about a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, so it's growing in Israel. Flower pot without a hole. What is that? I'm a flower pot on my kitchen table. Why is that? That's not Israel. The answer is no. Midrabanan it is. It's mitzvah over there. We had that whole discussion over there. Same thing with Mara. That's the Mishnah. Now, what are these things in the Mishnah? So Chazeres. What's Chazeres? Chasa. It's Chasa. Rashi says, what's Chasa? Lituga. What's Lituga?
Lettuce.
That's right. It's lettuce. Right? And the Hagos Tziyunim says, B'loshan Ashkenaz. Salat, and in Svard it's salata, which is lettuce. which is why we use lettuce. Why do we use lettuce? Because it's the first one on the list. It's chazeres, the first one on the list. Olshin, what are olshin? Olshin are hindavi. I think it means endives. Tamcha, what's tamcha? Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, tamachta shma. It's called tamachta. What is that? Does the article translate it? So Michael sent a whole article yesterday or the day before about what tamcha is. It's a very controversial. The Mishnah Brewer says it's horseradish, which what we call chrein. That's the Yiddish word for it. It's horseradish. Now, anyone that's horseradish, that's very bitter. It's very, very bitter. That separates the men from the boys, right? It does. The wimps eat lettuce, and the real people eat horseradish, right? We'll see about that soon. Anyway, charchavina, I don't think anybody knows what this is. Amar Shermer Lakish, atzvasa de dikla, something that grows on the dekel tree. Ubumara mararisa, and mara is some bitter herb. Does the article translate them? I don't think it does. Do they get actual vegetables, what they are? Yeah, what is that? And what's charchavina? They don't even give it a yeah, they don't. They, no, they explain. Do they give a modern, normal vegetable? No, I don't think so.
Wormwood.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Okay. Anyway, so from the five, we only know what three of them are, right? Salad, lettuce, horseradish, and endives. Well, the order really is lettuce, endives, horseradish. Okay. Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara lived a different bunch of vegetables. Eli yirakas shadim yotzei them. Here are the following ones. Be'olshin, endives, tamcha, we'll call that horseradish, becharchalin, becharchavinon, ubechazirin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af olshe sadeh ve'olshe gina v'chazeres. Olshe gina v'chazeres, hatan le'resha, he already said that. Yeah, hachik Omer, af olshe sadeh ke'olshe gina v'chazeres. Right, it's all good. Rabbi Meir Omer, af azvas v'tura umariya ra'ur. These vegetables also. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Azvas Vatura Echad, that's the same thing. Mar Umar Zehu Yuraur. Fine, it's all good. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Eli Yurakos Shadim Yosidem Lechavasa Pesach. The following Yurakos you can use, what are they? Chazeres, Olshin, Tamcha, Charchavinon, right, those are the same four in the Mishnah. Charginon, Ubehar Dufnin. Okay? Again, I don't think these are translated anywhere. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af chazeres yulin v'chazeres galin. You could also use these kinds of chazeres, which translating as lettuce, these kinds of lettuce. Kiyotze behen, Rabbi Ila Omer b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Af arkablayim, even also arkablayim. V'chazarti al kol talmidav, I asked all my talmidim, ubikashti li chaver v'lo matzasi. Rabbi Ila, but around, I said the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that this is also, and I wanted to ask anybody, know, did anybody confirm that that's what he said? V'lo matzasi, nobody could. Kesha Abasi lefnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, hodol dvarai, he said, yeah, I heard that also. He agreed with me. I heard that also once. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh lo sraf, any vegetable that when you squeeze it, something comes out. Right? When you squeeze it, some saraf, some sap, something will come out. Rabbi Yochanan broke Omer. Kol shepanav machsifin. Any vegetable that doesn't look green, right? It's part of the face of it. The color of it is machsifin, right? Meaning it's bright, doesn't look green. Acherim say kol yerek mar. Any bitter herb yesh lo saraf upanav machsifin. It has both automatically. If it's bitter, it has both automatically. It number one, it has, if you squeeze it, juice will come out. And number two, it has, it's not green. I'm not sure what that means, it's not green, because lettuce is green.
It's not
pale green.
Pale,
not bark, okay. Rabbi Rav Yochanan, medivrei kulam nilmad, yerek mar, yesh bo saraf, upanav machsifin. We see from everybody we learn, that those are the qualifications of mara. And Rashi says, medivrei kulam, call him a farshin shemos hayirakos. Whoever named vegetables so far in this daf, was Kigon Mashu de Mishnah, and Bar Kapara, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir, and Dvai Shmuel. We call Lamadnu Shahamara Yeshlo Saraf, that Mora can have some kind of juice, if you squeeze it, Upanav Machzifen, and it has a pale green appearance. Shebachalai Rakos Halalu, Ronono Bem Simanu Halalu. All the vegetables have these simanim. Okay? So, now we'll talk about, and by the way, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Ka'acherim. The Halacha is like the Acherim that has both. Okay? Now listen to the story. Ravina Ashichela of Acha Bered Rava. Ravina found of Acha Bered Rava, Daha Mahader Amarisa. He was using Amarisa, which is one of the, which is the fifth one, right? Amalei, my daitacha, why are you doing that? The Mariran Tvei? Because it's very bitter? Vaha Chazeres Tanan. But the Mishnah said Chazeres. What does that kasha mean? The Mishnah said Mora too. The Mishnah listed five things. So what's Chazeres, the Chazeres Tanan? Rashi says, like Josh, that it's first on the list. So why are you using number five? Use number one. Rashi says, Anan Resha Dekulu Chazeres Tanan. Chazeres is number one on the list. Where do you ever find such a thing that number one on the list is the best one to use? By matzah, a few days ago, we had five grains. The first one was chita, was wheat. And nobody said you should use wheat because it's number one on the list. Nobody said that. The Ramah said you should use wheat because it's the best, it's the most chashuv, it's what people eat the most, it tastes the best, it's the most fine. Nobody said it because it's number one on the list. Nobody said that. And over here, Rashi says it. It's fascinating. The Ram Chalava says, that's not what it means. There's number one on the list. That's not what it means at all. What it means is, there's a Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim that talks about Maror, and it uses the word Chazeres over there. You see, there's another Mishnah that mentions Maror when it's talking about the actual Seder. When it's talking about the actual Seder, and it says that, it says, B'leil Pesach Mevi'im Lefan of Charoses. Right? You bring Charoses, everyone knows what that is. Metabel boas hachazeres, and you dip the chazeres in. That's what it means. V'hachazeres tanan. But later in the parak, later in the mesechta, the gemara, the mishnah takes a stand and doesn't say the word maror vague. It says chazeres. That's what it means. Doesn't mean the first one. What kind of thing is that? Right. V'tana de Shmuel chazeres, and not only that, Shmuel also learned chazeres. V'amar of Oshia mitzvah bechazeres. Everybody's saying to use chazeres. Oh, my Rava, my chazeres. What's chazeres? Chasa, lettuce. My chasa. Why is it, what does it mean, chasa? So he's making a play on the words. To chas rachmana alivon. That Hashem had rachmanas on us. Took us out of Mitzrayim. Lamar Shmar, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Vyonathan. Laman nimshalu Mitzrayim kimara. Why is Mitzrayim like Mara? Why? Lo malacha, to tell you, ma mara zeh, just like mara, this is salad, shetchila zorach, it starts off being soft, v'sofa kasha, and it gets up being hard, af mitzriyim, so to my mitzriyim, tchilas and raka, it started off very nice, we were Yosef's guests, we started off very nice, Yosef's brothers, we were guests, we were treated over there like royalty almost, v'sofa kasha, it ends up being terrible. Amalei, so he said back, hadaribi, I didn't realize all that, I take it back. I didn't realize that I should be using salad, lettuce, and from now on I'm only going to use lettuce. I didn't realize. Hadarbi, I retract everything I did. Right? Why is he retracting? He didn't do anything wrong. He missed out on the Maila of, according to Rashi, it's number one on the list, and according to the other ones, it's in the Mishnah, it's valid. What's he retracting? Hadarbi, I take it back. I retract. What's he retracting? He didn't do anything wrong.
With
the most hitter way.
By the way, I don't think the question about why it doesn't say the matzah is a question.
Why?
Because people don't eat spelt. Matzah is such a staple that to say that everybody should use chitin, everybody's going to use chitin anyway, but vegetables are going to be with what's available.
Right.
So it's important to tell you, by the way, if you have a choice, but everybody has wheat in their house, but not everybody has oats,
but
not everybody has
stuff. I hear. It's a good point. Guys. It's a good point. So he's saying, what he's saying was, what he should have said was, you know what, next time I'll do better. It's not what he said. What he said was, I'm not going to do this anymore. I retract. Like, what are you retracting? You didn't do anything wrong. You missed out on the Mila. says a Sfas Emes, all the wimps and all the wimps are going to like the Sfas Emes. What he was doing was, he said, I'm not using lettuce, it doesn't taste bitter. What kind of thing is that? Only the women use lettuce. I'm using real grain. I'm using the mara, the bitter. I want to be carrying the mitzvah of all the hidurim. I told him, no, that's not the point. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, you should bedavka use something that's not so bitter, because Hashem took us out. And Hashem stopped the bitterness. And that's what salad is. That's what lettuce is. It starts off this and ends up just like Mitzrayim. Bedavka, don't use something so bitter. He says, that's a good vart. You're right, I'm a kabbal that. I was looking for the most bitter. I'm a kabbal, he said. Everyone's saying not to do that. Very interesting vart. You know? And by the way, the Mishnah Brewer says, you should use lettuce. Because it's the first one on the list. And you makayim these agarata ideas, these ideas about that it shouldn't be so bitter. That's because then the Mishnah Berurah throws in, and if you're worried about bugs, then on the lettuce, then of course you should use the chrein, even though you're missing out on this all these ideas, but all these ideas are not daraisas. Eating bugs is daraisa. I'm sorry to tell you that if that's the case, you shouldn't be using them. And then you got to be makayim the mitzvah, right? So, and you can't eat bugs. What? It didn't? So, bedafka, you should not be using the most bitter. It's a very interesting idea. Right? You should bedafka not. Why? That's what he meant to say. I was looking for the most bitter. Right? I wanted to really torture myself at the Seder. Really torture. I was looking for the most bitter. But you know, that's the wrong approach. I retract that. My whole, not that I didn't, Yotze, 100% Yotze. His whole approach was wrong. And that's what he retracted. That's what the Sfas Emes explains. It's a beautiful fart, no? Okay. Amalei Rav Huna Labaya, Minai Dahai Morer Min Yareku. How do you know Morer is even a vegetable altogether? Ema Min, Ema Marerisa De Kufia. Maybe it's some bitter fish. How do you know it's even a vegetable? Just matzah and Morer to eat. How do you know what Morer is? So, dumi de matzah. No, it's just like matzah. Ma matzah gedule karka. Just like matzah goes from the ground. Af mora gedule karka. So too mora goes from the ground. Ve'ema, maybe hirduf. Maybe it's hirduf. Hirduf is some kind of... Hirduf is a very bitter herb that Moshe threw into the water to make it sweet. It's like a double nace. He took something bitter to make the water sweet, and the water was bitter, and it became sweet. So it's like a double nace. Maybe that's what it is. No. Dumi de matzah. Ma matzah min zroyim. Zroyim is seeds. Af maror min zroyim. And not a tree. Right? What he threw in was a tree. Right? So, look at the bottom Tosfos. He says, only Tosfos who knows the whole shas on his fingertips could ask this question. Perek lulav ha-gazel. In Perek lulav ha-gazel, it says, parech gabi hadasim. Maybe the aim of hirduf. Maybe the hadasim is a hirduf. The Gemara asked that question. And Amrabaya, no. Derachah darchei noam. It says in the Torah that the ways of the Torah are sweet. So you can use some, and hirduf, the upir shakundris, to lo have noam. It's not good. Kiven to have a sam hamavas lebehema. Because it kills behemas, this hirduf. Whatever it is, it kills behemas. So Torah says use a something for a mitzvah that's poison. No, that's not the way to do a mitzvah with poison. Right? So, Hacha nami havi matzi lishnuei hacha hachi. Why don't we give the same answer? You can use poison. Okay, it's not poison for humans. It's poison for animals.
It's bitterness.
No, but not poison. Not poison. It'll kill you. Not poison, right? So why don't we give that answer? So Tosfos says el demashani el shaper el demashani shaper. Say we give a better answer. We give a better answer. What was our answer? The answer is it has to be a seed and not a tree, not a branch. Right, fine, that's one thing. Then Tosfos says, he's going to ask a question without an answer. Aval kashal l'rajba, but the Rajba asks that the le'el amar d'hardufni kashal l'morar, that d'hardufni is kasha for morar. Right, one of the lines up above. Right, d'hardufni is kasha l'morar. U'perk e'lo chefes mashma d'havi sam maves l'behema, d'amar behema sh'achla herdufni k'shera, that if the behema ate herdufni, it's still kosher the behema. U'parech hainu herdufni hainu samaves. U'machani trei gavni samaves. It's two different kinds. So, how come you're allowed to use it? It's on the list up above of things you could use. No answer. Okay. Vema Hirzifu, maybe it's Hirzifu. What's Hirzifu? Another kind of thing that's a seed that's harmful to animals. Dumi de matzah. Ma matzvah shenikach bekesef meiser. Matzah is something you can use with kesef meiser. Afmara shenikach bekesef meiser. So too, there has to be something you could use to buy meiser sheni money, and you can only buy that on food. And this is not food, so it can't be that. No, no, it's poison for animals. Not for humans. Omali Rabba Barba Khan Labaya, Amar Marorchad. Maybe there's only Marorchad means only one Maror. There's only one type of Maror, right? No, no, no. Marorim Ksif. It says plural. So you have five choices. So Amar Marorim trades only two. You only have two choices. No, Dumi de Matzah. Ma Matzah Minim Harbe. So it's like there are five different grains for Matzah. Af Maror Minim Harbe. So tomorrow there's many different choices. You have many different choices. Amarav barbar huna amarav. Yirakos sh'amru chachamim sh'adam yotzev hen midi chavasa v'pesach. Whatever the chachamim said you could use for maror, whatever they are, whatever they are, kulam nezuan baruga achas. You can all plant them in the same row in the field. You can all plant them in the same row. And it's not an issue of klayim. You're not allowed to plant things next to each other. What does that mean? Lememra delesbu klayim? There's no climate issue? Is that what you mean to say? Masav Rava. Rava asked. There's a Mishnah in Klai that says like this. Chazeres v'chazeres galin. Chazeres, which is lettuce, and a different kind of lettuce, are not climbing with each other. You know why? Because they're really the same thing. It's lettuce. So there's no climb. It's a different shade of lettuce, a different type, it's the same thing. Ulshin v'ulshin tzadeh. Endives and field endives or wild endives, it's also not klayim. Krishin, krishi hasadeh, also not klayim. Kuzbar, kuzbar sadeh, chardav, chadal mitri, vidalas mitri, vaharimutza, all these things ain't on klayim zebezeh. But number one and number two on the list are not klayim. Three and four are not klayim. Five and six are not klayim. What about one and six? One and six are klayim with each other. There's nothing to do with each other. Right? The groups are not klayim. Of course they're climbing with each other. Chazeres and Chazeres Galen in. Right, Chazeres and Chazeres Galen are not climbing with each other. Why? Because really all Chazeres. However, Chazeres v'Ulshin lo. Chazeres and Ulshin are not, of course they're climbing. So how could you put them in the same row? They're climbing with each other. V'chi tema. You want to give me the following answer. Kula b'hadadi k'tarni luhu. That the whole Mishnah, nothing in that Mishnah is climbing with each other. The whole Mishnah is not climbing. Right? For Amar Rav, Zugo's Ketani. You can't read the Mishnah like that. You can't read the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah said pairs. Pair one, not Klayim. Pair two is not Klayim. What about something from pair one with something from pair four? Of course it's Klayim. You can't read the Mishnah like that. So what do you mean a statement you can plant the whole thing in one row? How could you do that? So, my Nizroa to Amar Rav, what did he mean by that? No, what he meant was, Nizroa and Kehil Chasam. You could plant it in a halachadik way, that's not going to be Klayim. That's what he meant to say. Kilchasan, so if that's what you want to tell me, Tanina, that's old news. Because there's a very difficult Mishnah in Klayim that says, Aruga, Shehi Shisha al Shisha Tvachim, if you have a patch of ground that's 6x6 Tvachim, which is a very small area, Zerin, Zor Besacha Chamisha Zeronim, you could plant five seeds, Arba al Arba Ruchos, Aruga, V'achas Be'emsa. You could plant five seeds, one of the four lengths, and one in the center. It's very close to each other. Yeah, so if you go in the Mishnayos over there in Klayim, you'll see that there's a difference between different kinds of seeds, garden seeds, and different kinds of vegetables, and it's mutter. So what are you telling me, that it's mutter to plant the maror in next to each other? So we know that already. And you're doing it halachically. You're not violating any of the Klayim. The Mishnah says it in Klayim. The Mishnah says it in Klayim, how you could do it. And you have to go learn those Mishnayos. Because it's complicated halachas, and each, like I said, there's different types of grains, different types of seeds, and some seeds you can do this, some you can't do this. Some you can, some you can't. So why are you telling it to me? We say it, we learned it already. We learned it in Klayim. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, hani mili bizroyin, that's only true by seeds. Avil b'yirakos lo, not vegetables, kamash malon, even by vegetables it's allowed. Limremra. Do you mean to tell me, the Irakos alima mizrayim, that vegetables are stronger than seeds? whatever seeds are, a certain category of things that are seeds, that's stronger. I would have known, I knew seeds you could do it. I didn't know you could do it in vegetables. Comes along Rav, whoever that was. Rav? No, not Rav. Rav Huna. Yeah, Rav. Rav. Comes along Rav. No, even vegetables too. Which means vegetables are a bigger chiddush. I wouldn't have known that. From the Mishnah and Klai, I wouldn't have known vegetables. Comes along Rav, no vegetables too. You want to tell me that Lememra, Tirakos Alima Mizraim, Votnan, but there's a Mishnah in Klai that says, Kol Mine Zroim, all different kinds of seeds, Ein Zeroin Baruga Achas. You're not allowed to plant in one patch, only certain kinds. Kol Mine Yerakos, Zroim Baruga Achas. But vegetables, you could. So your vegetables are less of a chiddush, not more of a chiddush, less of a chiddush. Right? So, now the tema, the answer is like this. I would have thought, Hani Maror, Minzrayim Ninu, that Maror is in that category. Kamash Malan, it's not. Okay? I would have thought, Hani Mili, one second, let me do it again. Now the tema, Hani Maror, Minzrayim Ninu, I would have thought that Maror, our seeds, comes along Rav, no they're not seeds. Or would I think that they're seeds? Zrayim Sokatatach? V'hatanan Yerakos. Our Mishnah says that Mara was Yerakos. Like I said, in Klai, you'll see when you learn Klaiim that the second paragraph over there, the Mishnahis give different, there's different types of things you plant in the ground. There's what's called garden seeds, vegetables, all different kinds of things. Like three or four different categories. That's what they're busy with the categories. So I would have thought Mara was not in that category. Kamashla, no, it's in that category. Mara's in that category. Mara's are called Yerakos. The Mishnah starts off. These are the Yerakos you can use for mitzvah. V'tani Bar Kappara Yerakos. Bar Kappara said Yerakos. V'tani Rav Shmuel Yerakos. And Devei Shmuel said Yerakos. Yeah. Chazeres Itzrichalei. The whole purpose was for the lettuce. Sabe that Dechavid, I would have thought. Hol V'sof Lehakshos. Since it becomes hard. Nasiv Le'Rav Chetvei. It needs more space. Lav Amar Rav Yossi. Bar Chanina. Didn't Rav Yossi Bar Chanina say? Klach shel kruv, a patch of kruv, shahoksha, marchiv and lo base rova. That when it comes to kruv, what's kruv?
Cabbage.
You need, it starts to harden. You need more space. Alma, given the sofa lahakshos, yavin le rav chetvei. You give him more space. Hachanami, dinasiv le rav chetvei. Same thing over here when it comes to the lettuce. You have to give him more space. And therefore what? Therefore, it's not in the category of these vegetables. Kamash Malan, comes along Rav. Even Chazeres is enough. Three Tvachim for all the Yerakos. In other words, the same distancing that we said before, in a very small area, you can put lettuce in there. Maybe it's like cabbage. It's not like cabbage. Okay. Then we said, Yotzen Balachin, Bein Balachin, whether it's Lath, Bein Yevashin, whether it's dry. Amr of Chista, Lo shanu ela bekelach. That's only true regarding the stalk. Avo ba'alin, but when it comes to the leaves, lachin in yevashin lo. You can't have dried out leaves. When it comes to the stalk, it could be moist, it could be dry. It make a difference. When it comes to the leaves, it has to be only moist. V'amizikhtani seifa bekelach shalahen. But when it says in the seifa of the Mishnah that you can use the stalks, michlal deresha alin. That the resha was talking about the leaves. Right? Which implies that you can use the leaves even if they're not, even if they're dry. So Gemara says, no, you read the Mishnah wrong. Perushe kama farish. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Ki katani bein balachin bein b'yevashin. When the Mishnah said you can use stalks, whether they're moist or whether they're dry, akelach. That's going on the stalks. Now, meisvei, there's a brisa that says as follows. The brisa says, yotzin bahen, you can be yotzin with them. With what them? Yotze behem, you could be yotze with them, with the maror, right? With different kinds of maror. Ubekelach shalahen, and with their stalks. Bein lachin, bein yevashin, divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Chacham omrim, no, lachin yotze behem, lachin yeh, yevashin, in yotze behem, dried out, not good. Vishavin, and they both agree, she yotze behem, kemushin. Kemushin means partially dried, right? Avalo kavushin, but not kavushin. Velo shalukin, not cooked. Velo muvusholin, not different kind of cooked. Klal shel davar, here's the rule. Kol sheyesh bo tamarar, yotin bo. If it tastes like marar, valid. V'chol she'ein bo tamarar, ein yotin bo. It's not valid. Right? So what's the question?
Somebody...
So katani miha, Rashi says, but the Reb Meir, yotin behen, ubekalachin shalahen, ben lachin ben yivashin. You can use the marar, or it stalks, no matter what. Umasnisanami midemachsher biyveshim remerhi shmamina ba'olin nami akosher, that all in the same category, that all in also have to be right. So Gemara says no, tirgama kalach, that only was talking about the dry and the moist, only was talking about these stalks, right? However, when it comes to the leaves, they have to be moist. Tana rabbanan in yotzim behen kemushin, you can't use partially dry. Mishum belozav ben tadak amru Yotzen and Kemushin, you can. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Maosh Yotzen Ozim Echavoso, B'moror, Shomayser Sheni, B'Yerushalayim. Can you use Moror of Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? In case you didn't have enough of yesterday's daf, I want to bring it back. Can you use Moror of Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Alibad Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who said what? That you can use Matz of Maiser Sheni, Loti Bailach, it's not a kasha. Hashta, Matzah, doraisa nafik, matzah which is doraisa you're allowed to, mara b'drabanan, so mara was only b'drabanan, for sure. What does that mean, mara is only b'drabanan? It's a machlokas what that means. Either it means, mara b'zman hazeh is only b'drabanan, or, how do you have ma'aser sheni on vegetables, on mara anyway? It's only b'drabanan. How do you have that? Right? Kiti b'alach, what's the kasha? Aliba the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who said you cannot use matzah that's made out of Maaser Sheni. You can't do it. You can't do it. My, what's the story? Matzah doraisa hu dolonafik. Matzah doraisa, he didn't allow it. Avomara derabanan nafik. But marar, which is derabanan, is okay. What does it mean, marar derabanan? Rashi says, the Maaser diyarak bederabanan hu. Because Maaser on vegetables only bederabanan. So the whole Maaser Sheni, Benat Torah is no Maaser Sheni. Right, midaraisa isle heter moshevas mi boy. Midaraisa is not maaser sheni. Oh, Dilmore maybe back in the Gemara called it the rabbanon ke in daraisa tikin. Whenever whatever the rabbanon made a rule, midarabanan they patterned it on the daraisa, and therefore just like you can't use matzah, you can't use mor either. Amrav mistabra matzah umor. It makes sense to me that it means both, that matzah and mor are the same thing. So Rashi says ke in daraisa tikin. Look at this Rashi. He says ve'in lo heter moshevas. There's no heter. So it's like matzah has no heter, mara has no heter. Maaser sheni, umara iska shel matzah. Ma matzah beina necheles bechol moshavos. So it's like matzah has to be eaten everywhere. Af mara nami beina yesh lo moheter has to be eaten everywhere. Then Rashi lishnachmina. I have another pshat. Matzah bisman hazeh doraisa. Matzah bisman hazeh is doraisa. Umara midrabanan. Bisman hazeh mara is only midrabanan. Because only the carbon pesach. The parak basra, we're going to learn that. That mara bismanas is only midrabanan. V'zu shamati, that's what I heard. That's Rashi, kashli, that pshat makes no sense. Kashli, bismanazeh, if it's bismanazeh, so mi maski maaser sheni li Yerushalayim? If it's bismanazeh, what are you doing with maaser sheni? How do you have maaser sheni to the bismanazeh? How do you have that? So that doesn't make any sense. Bismanazeh, the maaser sheni is only midrabanan. What do you get maaser sheni today? Says Rashi, I don't understand. The first one has to be the right pshat. Well, says Rashi, the Kedusha never went away. So I have a field I have a field somewhere in Israel, on some kibbutz somewhere. I take my sashini, I pretend that as if nothing changed. Says, why should anything change? The Kedusha didn't change. Says Rashi, one second. Behedya Ibayla Lefrushe Bismanazah. Then I should have said that. If you're holding like that, you're holding like that shita, then you should have said that. Since they didn't say that, says Rashi, that can't be the pshat. And the pshat is that moror is a derabanan vegetable that's chayiv in trumas and maizers. So there's no maizer sheni, only in the derabanan. That, well, I don't know, can you bring it to Yerushalayim? So he said, no. Why? Because I think whenever we pattern something, we pattern on a deraisa. So it's like matzah, you can't. Even though moror is derabanan, you also can't. Fine.
Some of the point is of evasion and locking based on?
I think it's based on what it tastes like. So the stalks probably doesn't make a difference. Therefore, we said it doesn't matter. And the leaves, if the leaves dry out, what kind of leaves is it? What kind of mara is that? To take away from the original taste. Right. Even though we said the lettuce not even bitter anyway. Right. I guess it doesn't taste like maybe the vegetable. By the way, this last year there was a big shiloh. There was a big shiloh about if people had coronavirus and they didn't have any taste, can they be yotze the mitzvah of mara? Because they're not tasting anything. Very interesting. Right? Very interesting. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ein shorin es hamorson. You're not allowed to soak morson. What's morson? Morson are the thick peels of wheat. You're not allowed to soak that. Why not? Why not? Because we don't want it to become chametz. Right? We don't want it to become chametz. L'tar negolim. You're going to give it for the chicken anyway. Avol cholten. But you can scald it with boiling hot water. For some reason, that doesn't create chametz. We don't know what that means, b'smanazet. Nobody does that, b'smanazet, because we don't know what it is. Ha'isha, a woman, lo tishre es hamorson. She shouldn't soak the morson. Shetolich biyada lemerchatz. That she's going to bring with her to the merchatz, and she's going to use it to some kind of soap or some kind of sweat removal. It does something for the body. Can't do that. Avol safel hu bebisro yavesh. But she can apply it to her body when it's dry. No chametz. It's dry wheat. The sweat on your body, not very far-fetched, no such thing. Now, again, lo yilos adam chitin, a person shouldn't chew wheat, v'yiniach al makaso, and then put it on his wound, b'nei shein machmetzes, because it can become chametz. Tana Rabbanan, el dvarim she'ein bo de chimetz. The following things cannot become chametz. Right? Afui. Right? If you bake it already, and then you put it in water, can't become chametz. You hear that, Mr. G? You bake matzah, then you put it in water, can't become chametz. It's a perishable gemara. Ha-mevushel, or if you cook it, and then put it in water, can't become chametz. Ha-chalot, she-chalto beroschin, or you scald the dough, or the bread, with boiling hot water, it means the dough. Right? So the gemara says, 1 second. Mevushel, if you cook it, ad the mevushel le machma. 1 second. When you bake it, when you cook it, when you first cook it, it becomes chametz. So you missed what you didn't understand what I said. Amar of Papa, ha'ofu shebishulu kamar. No, you're baking it, you're cooking it after you baked it. Once you cook it after you bake it, that can't become chametz. Okay? No. Way past that. We're not discussing that at all. He did say it. See, it's a call you great grandfather, and ask him what's pshat. Right, I'm going to tell you. The answer is it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Yeah, he's talking about so it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Mikra adin. No such chash. Halacha no such. It's a chumrah. Huh? What? Correct. That's right. That's the chumrah. The chumrah is that there's pieces of little tiny specks of dough that never got baked. So when you put them in water, what? Right. It's a chumrah. It's a far-fetched chumrah. I'm not saying it's not.
It's a chumrah. Why? I guess that question 20 years ago.
That what?
We learned this thing.
Yeah.
So what's the chumrah on?
The chumrah is...
They're worried about that.
No, they're worried about if someone has matzah,
yeah,
and in the cracks of the matzah
are
uncooked dough, and you did that, put that into your coffee, and there's chametz now in your coffee.
You're making an example, something that Gemara knew about, chapter 6.
Right.
The chumrah was something that didn't exist.
No, so mi'ikar adin,
we're doing it differently.
Mi'ikar adin, there's no issue. It's not chametz. Money machmer, listen, you're talking about chumras? A million chumras out there.
The big machmer
that the matzah should never become wet.
I think so. The only question is, that's what they're saying you're allowed to.
Right.
Well,
let me tell you what might be interesting. It's not machmer that the matzah, if the matzah that they had in the time of the Gemara was more like pita, then maybe the whole metzias is different. You can have maybe a piece of hard matzah
You're saying a very good point. By the way, then the Gemara should say the opposite. That's a real chumrah. That's a real chashash.
What?
That if it's thicker.
Exactly. I don't know whether that's true.
But one second. Now the gebrach does appear in the Rishonim. It's like this random, like very, very non, you know, obscure. Much more obscure. Not doesn't Rashi, Rambam, the big Rishonim don't mention it. It's in lesser known Rishonim. They do mention it, and they already had matzah that we have. That's what we have.
The
Kal Vachomer, that matzah is more of a chashash, not our matzah.
Why do you say that?
Because
a piece of bread and come across flour, but it's more shayach, maybe it's something that's much drier.
There's no high to it. You've never found it yet since you've had matzah till today. Right. So Rashi says, Kolomar, afui, afilu humavushal acharfia, eno machmet. If it's cooked after you bake it, it's not going to become chametz. That's what it means to say. So another minute. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Kemach, you have flour, not bread, flour, Shenafal Otocho Deleth, that a drip falls on the flour, Afilu Kol Yom Kuno, Enabol Dechimot. It's not going to become chametz. Omer of Papa, that's only Yehuda Ovid Tif, Lahadi Tif. It's only if the drip is constant. So since it's dripping like that, for some reason it's not going to turn into chametz, it's not a problem. Omer Devei Rav Shila, Vatika Shari. Vatika is mutter. It's some kind of dough. I have a tiny vatika aser. It's aser. No, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. When is it mutter? Hal da avide bimishcha umilcha. If you put in oil and salt, it's not going to ruin the dough. Ha da avida b'maya ubimilcha. But if you make it water and salt, that's a problem. That's a discussion. And just brings down over here that the Gaonim already were machmir and they aser this scalding because we don't know what that is. What is the shear? Nobody knows what that is. And either the Gemara says it's mutter. Already the Gaonim got rid of that. What?
Bagels.
Right, so we don't know the shear of putting scalding water on dough. Oh, we don't know the shear. The Gemara says mutter. If you put scalding water, it's not machmetz. So we don't know, what does that mean? We don't know the shear. Bagels are chametz. So we don't know the shear how to do that. We don't know what this art is. And therefore we asked it. They asked it. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.